Kicking right to left across your radio. That would be number 27. Spencer Britt, the senior. I do believe, at least. 4 minutes left in this first half, and it's already a 32-point lead for Bad Axe. Kick comes into number 45, Colton Heiser. He gets out to cross the 30 down to the 35-yard line. Stopped by Ryan Wainer on special teams, and Vassar will start their drive at their own 36-yard line with 3 minutes and 54 seconds left, trying to chip away at this 32-point deficit.
Wow, it's been a long time since we've seen Bad Axe play a game like this, let alone a half. This is unbelievable. Their offense has been almost perfect tonight, and the defense has been absolutely sound. Bad Axe playing a very, very good game.
Bad Axe on offense so far tonight for just 6 minutes and 14 seconds. Still with 38 points. Megan in the shotgun, throwing the pass down to the far sideline, and this one's nearly intercepted at the 47-yard line. Number 17, Chandler Cady out of the secondary, had a better position than the intended receiver for Vassar. Couldn't bring that one in, batted it down, and an incomplete pass. Second down and 10 from the 36.
Yeah, ball was thrown up in the air. And again, one of those situations where it's one-on-one coverage, and when that ball hits its peak and starts to come down, who wants the ball more? It's a jump ball, basically. And number 10, Kukulski, never left the ground. And that was a nice job by Cady as he leaves his feet and reaches out and almost forces an interception on Vassar.
Mankin in the shotgun, keeps it for himself. Meets two blue jerseys about 3 yards from the line of scrimmage out to about the 39-yard line. Third down and 7 upcoming. 3.5 to play into the second quarter. And we got number 53 for Bad Axe with a tackle, Luke Subchik. Third down and 7. It looks like we have a little extracurriculars after that play between Macon and potentially Ryan Wainer.
Oh, that's just football, Clark. There's nothing major there. Nice run there by Macon.
It's tough early, run.
He's getting hit by multiple guys. He's frustrated, clearly. He's down 38-6, but he's got to keep his composure and see if he can't find a way to score here before the half.
Third down and 7, Macon in the shotgun. Man in motion, and it's a handoff to him. Number 10, Max Kukulski, gets out across the 40, down to about the 44-yard line for a 5-yard gain, brought down by Micah Gordon.
Yeah, guess what, Clark?
What's that?
We got a yellow handkerchief.
Oh, we got a flag on the play.
And it's in the backfield.
Ricardo Macon talking to the officials, trying to either plead his case, and it looks like that way. Officials now discussing. Jerry Osnowski, referee tonight.
Chop block on the offense, 15 yards from the spot of the foul. We play third down.
So whatever happened there, don't even think about it. And a nice variety to that penalty, at least, Dave.
Absolutely. I love the explanation and getting right into it.
Oh, great,
the physical
greatness.
Chop block. Great job by Mr. Hazentoski.
Playing a little game of head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
That's exactly right.
Third down in literally a country mile. The first line of scrimmage is at the 25. The first down marker, well, that'd be at Helms Road. Two wide, or three wide to the right, one to the left. Making in the shotgun, has a man to his right. Throws down to the far sideline, has him open, and it is no good, but we have a flag. It will fly, and this will be against the secondary. Pass interference against Bad Axe's number 23. Jack Fisher had his hands on the jersey as the pass was intended for number 10, Max Kukulski.
Yeah, that was actually a really good throw by Macon. He actually is going to hit Kukulski on the run, and just a hair, he's got to step over Jack Fisher there, and Fisher just grabs the jersey right at the end to make sure that catch wasn't complete.
Pass interference on the defense, 15 yards from the previous spot, still third down.
And to quote the Max Nightingale, we're back where we started from. 15 yards that way, 15 yards this way. It's like Oprah, everyone gets a penalty. Third down and 7 to go from the 39-yard line. Trips to the right, one to the left, making in the shotgun. As Monte Davis, who's next to Monte, looks back to pass. Down to the far sideline once again. And hands are up. No flag on this one. Falls incomplete at the 30-yard line. Pass was intended for Gideon Dom. And everyone kind of looked around at the end there, expecting a flag of sorts, and then called. Fourth down and 7 for the Vassar Vulcans at their own 39.
Well, I guess you could say that was good coverage by Micah Gordon, but I thought that one was could have been easily called as well. Doesn't turn his head around to look for the football. Gideon Dom does, makes a play on it, and when your back is to the football, I think that's a pretty obvious pass interference call, but they keep the handkerchief in their pocket and a break for Bad Axe. Now it's fourth down for Vassar.
Vassar on offense has 5 penalties for 35 yards. Fourth down, 7 to go. Vassar going for it, trailing by 32 points, 38-6, 2:22 left in the fourth, or second quarter, excuse me. Megan in trouble. Now trying to make a play for his own, has the first down. He's inside Bannock's territory, blasts over his first defender, still on his feet at the 20, and finally pushed out of bounds at the 15-yard line.
Ricardo Megan pushed out of bounds.
That's a pretty impressive play there, Clark. A design pass. When he looks to his right, he doesn't see either option that he likes. The pocket collapses. He's able to reverse fields, go back to the left. And when he gets past the line of scrimmage, everybody's in pass coverage down the field. A lot of open space. And when he gets to the sideline, it looks like he could have been out 3 different times. He rides the sideline nicely, gains extra yardage. And all of a sudden, Vassar, they got an opportunity here to score late in the first half.
A 47-yard run for Macon all the way down to the 14-yard line in Bad Axe territory, 2:08 left in the second quarter. 38-6, Bad Axe leads. Vassar, the Vulcans on offense. Macon keeps it for himself, comes off the right guard. Not much there, getting all the way down to about the 10-yard line. A 4-yard gain brought down by Luke Subjic, the junior for Bad Axe. Second down, 5 to go.
Design quarterback run just inside the right tackle, Clark. He finds an opening, is able to fall ahead and fall down right about the 10-yard line. Gets half the distance, so second down and 5 for Vassar.
Second down, 5 from the 10-yard line of Bad Axe. Far right side of your radio. Macon hands it off to his man in the backfield, number 45, Colton Heiser. And there are about 3 blue jerseys there waiting for him to take that one. And it's going to be a loss of 3 yards. Tackle made by Devin Maxwell with the first spot there. And we have a timeout called by Vassar with a 1:28 left in the second quarter. Bad Axe 38, Vassar 6. A 32-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Vassar trying to get something here together for their second score in this first half. But regardless, they're facing a very large uphill battle.
They certainly are, but it would start here with a touchdown going into the half, and they get the ball back to start the second half. So the opportunity to score 2 straight times without Bad Axe touching the ball would be huge. But on that last play, they bring Kokolski in motion from left to right. The quarterback looks to run read option with him and keeps the ball, then delays the handoff to his fullback, and he goes nowhere as Maxwell gets into the backfield and makes the stop.
Ricardo Macon, Dave, on that big play was, what, 46-yard gain. And with that 46 yards, he now has 39 yards on the night.
And that's on 13 carries, so that tells you he has gone nowhere all night long, but finally broke free. And you knew it was only a matter of time before he did make a big gain. He is a very exceptional athlete, so it's only a matter of time before he gets his. But Bad Axe has done an excellent job, clearly, of maintaining him, keeping him in the pocket. And when he's tried to leave the pocket, Maxwell especially has been in his face all night long.
Bad Axe with 5 tackles for a loss on the night and 3 sacks for that defense. Now facing a 3rd and 10 for the Vassar offense at the 15-yard line inside the Bad Axe red zone. Trips to the right, just outside of the end. Macon rolling to his right, down to the end zone to it. And this one is
picked off.
Intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone by Colby Meeks. And the Bad Axe defense comes up with another answer on the night. Colby Meeks with the interception. They get this one to start at their own 20-yard line.
Nice pass coverage there by Bad Axe. I think everybody in the house knew that there was going to be a pass play into the end zone. And a bad decision there by Macon as the play rolls to the right. And there's 2 receivers basically following each other in the end zone, Clark. So it only took 1 or 2 defenders to kind of maintain both of them. And Macon just tucking it down and running for what you can or throwing it away, he makes a very big mistake, throws it into the end zone carelessly, and Colby Meeks does a nice job of taking that ball away. And Bad Axe will take over now with a minute 20 to go in the first half, already up 32 points.
Vassar moved the ball 49 yards in 2 minutes and 40 seconds, getting all the way down to that 15-yard line before throwing that interception. First and 10 from the 20-yard line.